Maybe Kurt Wagner can make me feel
He'll
better.
Cheer you up.
Yeah, sure. I can always make you feel better.
Yeah. You're like Patch Adams.
He's our Patch Adams.
You're our Patch Adams, Kurt Wagner, of TVShowPatrol.com. Kurt, yesterday at almost the exact same time as right now, we received the tragic news that Don Rickles, who we admired greatly, had passed away at the age of 90. Now, you have a theory about Don Rickles, and it's kind of true, but not 100% true, that when Don Rickles was the star of a TV show, it usually didn't do very well, but when he was a guest star on a show, it did really well, huh?
Yeah. I mean, I think his longest-running TV show of his own was the...
CPO Sharky?
Yeah, and yeah. It was two seasons.
I forgot about that show.
Yeah.
And but I would love it when he would show up on a talk show or when he would do guest appearances. I mean, he did famous guest appearances on, Archie Bunker?
Oh, so many shows. I don't remember him on Archie Bunker. My favorite would have been a character he played twice on the Dick Van Dyke Show, Lyle Delp. Do you remember him?
No, I don't, but...
There was an episode where Rob got stuck in an elevator with Lyle Delp, and there was an episode where Lyle brought everybody from the Alan Brady Show to a prison to perform at the prison.
A la Johnny Cash.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and he was on Murphy Brown in the 90s a couple of times, I think.
Wasn't he on, like, a Facts of Life or something like that, or am I imagining things?
He might have been.
I think he showed up on a show like that.
And he and Bob Newhart were good buddies, and he was on the Newhart show.
Best friends. But the bread and butter for him, for Don Rickles, was appearances on either The Tonight Show or David Letterman. That's where he was his
best. How many appearances did you say, Bill?
I think just over 100, like 104 or 105.
God.
It's pretty good.
Right, and the roast. I always love the roast.
Oh, yeah.
In Time Life, you know, they have the whole catalog of the roasts.
The Dean Martin celebrity roasts.
Yeah, yeah. And they sent out a message yesterday, an email yesterday, you know, talking about his death and how sad it was. Yeah.
Do you think the Rat Pack was all waiting at the pearly gates, ready to, you know, say, come on in?
To insult him in some way?
Yeah, like just business as usual.
Probably. I wouldn't doubt it. You know, and his comedy kind of went out of favor for a while, but I always, you know, I'm kind of mean-spirited, so I always love that kind of stuff.
Kurt, when I was a kid, when we would get the TV preview in the Sunday paper that would show all the upcoming shows that would be out that week, the first thing I would do is I would go through The Tonight Show, and I would circle the ones, and I watched it every night anyway, so it was ridiculous that I circled them, but he was one of the guys. If Don Rickles was on The Tonight Show, I made it a point. I got to see that. I can't wait till Thursday.
That was the original must-see TV for you.
Yeah, it was. It absolutely was.
Yeah, he was funny. And I haven't seen a whole lot of places going to do, like, tributes of episodes or anything, except, I don't know if not everyone gets this, but it's called Get TV.
Oh, I've never heard of that. What is that?
It's some off-brand network.
Of older shows?
But it does a whole thing of, and you can go to, like, this website, get.tv/schedule, and they're going to do some stuff Monday night with a bunch of his Friars Club roast appearances. And some stuff like that.
He destroyed. When he would do those roasts, he just always did well. He was so good. Don Rickles.
Yeah.
Miss him already. All right, let's talk about this. Just when you think that television is saturated with comic book shows, we get word that there's going to be more, huh?
Yeah, Freeform, which is the former ABC family, is doing Marvel's New Warriors, which is a comedic live-action adaptation of a Marvel comic book, and it includes the hero called Squirrel Girl.
Squirrel Girl, Wendy.
She is tough, optimistic, and a natural leader, and she can fight and talk to others. She can fight, and also she talks to other squirrels. So,
does she jerk her head around in all different directions like squirrels do? Because that would be very disconcerting.
I don't know. Or she fills up her cheeks with nuts.
With acorns.
With acorns, I don't know.
And spits them out at wrongdoers.
You know, there is a comic book show that, again, my youngest son Dylan turned me on to, The Preacher. I know I'm late to the game, but while watching The Walking Dead, I saw previews of Preacher Season 2 starting June 2nd. So I thought, now's a good time to catch up. That show is really fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy, isn't it?
I mean, it is. It's like funny, but then it's really dramatic. It's very violent, but it's really a fantastic show. Excuse me, I got all choked
Wendy
up about
cries
it.
When she thinks about
and
it.
And that's based on a graphic novel?
Yes, it is. And they're going to do their second season. I interviewed the guy who plays, I can't say that word on TV, I don't think, but plays the guy with the strange face.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It was very interesting because, you know, you could play him for laughs so many ways, but he doesn't. And you know, he has this real sort of affection for that character, as I think most of those folks do, even though those characters are sometimes the most bizarre.
Kurt, why do you think like right now, we've never had more shows or movies about superheroes. What's going on that creates that?
Well, I think with some of them, I think, you know, science fiction in general and stuff, you're able to raise a lot of questions or make a lot of cultural commentary without it seeming preachy.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about Preacher.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, you're able to do that, and it's sort of safe, a safe way to do that and not to upset people, like, you know, on either side of the political aisle. Maybe, you know, it's still entertainment.
Oh.
I mean, that's what I think. A lot of the shows are just for fun. But I think a lot of the, especially like the Marvel stuff on Netflix, they all have, you know, interesting messages, you know. And I think that's a big reason why. It's a good entree into that kind of social commentary.
I think people are soothed when they see people wearing outfits and uniforms.
Yep.
I think that's what it is.
But look at how far we've come. Like, if you go back to like the George Reeves Superman shows of the 50s, how primitive those are compared to the superhero shows of today. We've really come a long way.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, and now the superhero shows also are more, you know, the super people, because sometimes they don't seem that heroic, you know, like they're all flawed. It's, you know, it's the same thing with a lot of the police dramas and stuff. You know, you have these flawed types of heroes.
And these aren't going to stop anytime soon. A lot of them do well in the ratings, so we'll just keep seeing more and more.
Yeah,
right?
And I think, you know, and now they're hitting those graphic novels and those comic books that maybe are not in the mainstream, like a Supergirl or the Flash or things like that. You know, they're getting into Preacher and FX just had its very popular first season of Legion, that was equally weird and bizarre and had a lot to say. And I think those producers and writers are going to mine those types of comic books a little bit more because they're more provocative.
All right. We go from superheroes to this. Bill O'Reilly's in a little bit of trouble. There's a sex scandal going on with Bill O'Reilly over at Fox. A lot of people saying it's time to put him out to sea. A lot of the advertisers are pulling their ads from Bill O'Reilly's show. Is this the end of Bill O'Reilly?
I don't know. He seems to be pretty Teflon.
He's like, getting good ratings, isn't he?
He has been.
Well, I think this week I thought I read somewhere where Rachel Maddow beat him in the ratings for the first time.
Oh, wow.
Recently.
This could be the beginning of the end.
Yeah, who knows? I feel that, if anything, Fox will feel the heat with the advertiser pullout. You know, that's money always speaks volumes, you know, and if they start losing the money, then maybe it's his time to go. But, you know, I couldn't be happier.
It's an extensive list of advertisers that all pulled their ads in the last couple of days. But then there are other advertisers saying, you know, the guy hasn't been convicted of anything. He's been accused of things. We're sticking by him. All right.
I'm not going to be one who's going to agree with anything about him.
Wendy and I
on the
show.
He should go away.
Yeah, we'll
see. I kind of agree. So whatever.
I mean, that kind of behavior is just, there's no place for it.
Even without that, I'm not a fan of his. Mm-hmm. Even without this coming to the forefront, and now add this to the mix.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
On the show yesterday, we discussed this Pepsi ad that's gotten so much attention over the last couple of days, with Kendall Jenner deciding that the best way to squelch any kind of a problem is to give somebody a Pepsi and then everything's good again. They've pulled the ad already, but I guess last night on all the talk shows, everybody was making fun of this, right?
Yes, and my favorite one, if I can quote Stephen Colbert.
Yeah.
He was talking about how what was this quote here? Oh, I have it right here. So far, we don't know what has caused all of America's hot extras to take this to the streets. I'm guessing it's a protest for Attractive Lives Matter. Because he said that everybody looked like a model.
Yeah.
Which, of course, they were all models. But Fallon had some things to say. Kimmel had some things to say. Kimmel's was more, I think he was just sort of flabbergasted, you know, talking about how it trivialized the Black Lives Matter movement. And I don't know that his was even that funny. It was just, you know, he was just commenting on it. But I've never seen a more tone-deaf commercial.
So what happens behind the scenes? I'm sure Pepsi was well-intentioned when they came up with this premise, but why did it go so horribly wrong? Where did they lose the message somewhere?
Well, I just don't think they read the pulse, you know, the heartbeat of America or whatever however you want to put it. It did. It just seemed like, you know, oh, a Pepsi will do. You know, having a Pepsi will cure all evil.
It'll fix everything.
You know? Yeah, like Fallon's monologue said something about with the North Korea news lately that, you know, it'll be all right because we're sending Kendall Jenner over to give them a Pepsi. Yeah. You know, it trivializes all of those types of social movements, you know, and just that a Pepsi's going to cure everything and make everybody happy. And I think,
go ahead.
I think now people are so politically aware now that this is not a thing that is going to go over well, I don't think.
But I got to tell you, I've been a Coke fan my whole life, so I'm not going to ever switch brands anyway. People mm-hmm. who love Pepsi love Pepsi and vice versa with the Coke people. So it's not like, I don't even know why they advertise. I really don't.
I don't know either. I'm a Coke fan too, but
there's a bracket of advertising that they call reinforcement advertising, and it's subliminal. It's just your way of saying, oh yeah, Pepsi. I forgot how delicious Pepsi is.
Even though I've had five today.
Right, got to have more. Yeah.
But now they'll feel like, uh-oh, Pepsi, you know, this ad can turn people off from Pepsi, but, you know, I'm sure. I just, it's amazing to me that in all the meetings they probably had about this, that no one said.
No one stood up.
And said, guys?
Yeah.
I don't think
I bet there were 10 people going, oh my God, this is so topical. This is so now.
Right.
This is going to be fantastic.
Yeah.
Right. I think that's probably true. And boy, how wrong they were.
Yep.
There was a quote yesterday from Martin Luther King's daughter who said words to the effect of, if only my dad had known that that's all it takes is a can of Pepsi to create peace.
Exactly. I mean, it's so silly. Say, I have some late-breaking news.
Oh, we make a noise, like a news noise, could you? Yeah, like that.
I got an email. And you know how we all love the American crime story, which the first one was O.J.?
Sure.
The O.J. story?
Yeah.
Well, the second one is going to be
I love the suspense.
The hurricane, you know, the Hurricane Katrina story. And I'm not sure what the exact crime is there, but I'm guessing it's going to have to do with nobody doing anything to help them at first.
FEMA?
But the third one is Versace. It's about the murder of Versace.
That's an interesting tale.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, the guy who did that actually worked his way through Chicago and killed someone in Chicago on his way down to get Versace.
Yeah.
I'm blanking on that guy's name. I used to know his name.
Yeah, I can't think of it either.
Andrew Kananen?
Kananen, right, because everybody said it differently. Every newscaster said it
Kananen.
Differently.
Yeah.
Kevin, how did you know that?
I don't know. I just really, I vividly remember that.
Nicely done,
reason.
Kevin.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I totally remember that.
Wait, I thought, wasn't there going to be one about the Menendez brothers,
Kurt? I thought Kurt said that was the next one.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't remember.
All right. That's all right.
There's several Menendez brothers things coming out,
right.
Or already come out, but
musical
I'm not sure.
Specials.
Maybe, no. I think that was a different one of these.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, Ricky Martin, the hot news on this is that Ricky Martin has been cast as Antonio D'Amico, Gianni Versace's longtime partner.
I'll watch for Ricky Martin.
Yeah.
Ow. I don't do that very well, but whatever.
Do it one more time. Can we hear more of that?
Ow.
Oh, that was better. That was much better.
There you go. That was it. So that's that hot news. And then I had to share this with you because I just think it's so funny. Not only will Sci-Fi this summer have Sharknado 5,
yeah,
but they're doing another a new series called Blood Drive. And let me just read you the line of this. After LA's last good cop is forced to join a twisted cross-country death race, his only hope of survival is a dangerous femme fatale who has a need for speed. Oh, and forget gasoline. These cars run on human blood.
Amen. Boy, that sounds good, Kurt.
And there's an exclamation point after.
Oh, that. There is? Oh, that's yeah. Even better. All right. Yeah. Good.
So, excitement right there.
And Ricky Martin is not in that?
No, he is not in that. At least it doesn't list him yet. And it doesn't list him in the Sharknado 5 yet either.
Darn
but
it.
No. They always have those cameos.
All right, and also we need to mention this because if you're a fan of really good quality television, on Monday night on AMC, season 3 of Better Call Saul.
Yes.
What do we need to know about season 3? It picks up right where season 2 left off.
I couldn't tell you.
I don't think it does. No?
I think from the previews, it's like a prequel kind of thing, but I could be wrong.
Oh.
That's what it looked like.
The show is already a prequel, though.
Yeah.
But it's a prequel to the prequel.
Oh, man.
I don't know. I don't understand. And I still have to catch up on season 2 because I'm not paying for it.
Well,
thank you, Bob Odenkirk.
I watch it with Ricky Martin, and he explains to me as time goes on what's what. It's easier
hey,
for everybody.
Has Gus been on there yet?
Is what been on?
Has Gus been on?
I think that he's in season 3.
Fring?
Yeah.
No, not yet.
Season 3.
He's going to be on it again.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
So we'll see his earlier story. I
liked him.
That'll be excellent.
La Pollo Loco, what is the chicken?
La Vida Loca.
No, that's Ricky Martin. Come on, get him off your brain.
I can't.
La Pollo Hermanos.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if I said that right, but.
The Chicken Brothers.
Is that what that means?
Pollo Hermanos? Oh.
It
means Herman the Chicken.
Does it?
No.
No, it doesn't. Kurt, we're confused, and that means it's time to say goodbye. It's Kurt Wagner, everybody, from TVShowPatrol.com. Go to the website. You'll enjoy it immensely. Have a great weekend, Kurt. Thanks so much.
You too.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
We'll talk to Kim Gordon next, find out what's going on in the news. So stay here. It's Bill Leff and it's Wendy Snyder on WGN.